If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
Morning Magic with Sue and Kendra. You know, once the spring rolls around, we have so many wonderful events that, Sue, that you and I are a part of. And,
yes.
And this is one that we are beyond honored to be a part of every single year. It's the Step Up for Colleen 5K, and we love having Peggy Ritzer on every year. This is the 12th annual. I can't believe it. The 12th annual Step Up for Colleen 5K. It's happening Sunday, May 4th in Andover. Peggy, good morning. Thanks for spending some time with us.
Oh, good morning. I'm glad to talk to you.
Wow, I can't believe it's been 12 years. This event is really something to see. If you haven't been there, it is absolutely beautiful in the center of Andover. And it's just a wonderful event to get together in memory of Colleen.
Yeah, it's just it's a very community event and a family event. So it's just a great day every year.
And I feel like, Peggy, every year, and it's such a tribute to your family and the way you've been able to honor Colleen and the way that she lived her life and the values that she held. And you guys have really done a great job. And I think when you look out, I know when we stand in the little gazebo in the center of town, and we look out in the crowd, you can just see how committed everybody is to that and to honoring Colleen and doing what they can to support the family and to support the all of the things that you've done, like the memorial, scholarship fund and everything, to really honor her memory.
Yeah, it really is. It's amazing. It continues to grow every year, and that's what really has surprised us. We figured it would slow down, especially after the 10th year. Mm-hmm. But last year was our biggest one yet, and this year is on track to surpass that. So it just means a lot to us.
And talk a little bit about the scholarship, because, I mean, I love this. Colleen was a teacher. Everybody in my family is a teacher. I was kind of like the black sheep that I didn't go into education.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, radio, what is that? But the Colleen Ritzer Memorial Fund and the scholarship was established to benefit graduating high school seniors. So talk a little bit about that and about some of the recipients that you've given this scholarship to.
Sure. I mean, this will be our 12th year of giving scholarships, and we give scholarships to Andover High, you know, because Colleen went there and she taught at Danvers High, so we give them at Danvers High. And they go to aspiring teachers, and they also go to, we have the Inspire Kindness Scholarship as well, that goes to students who just do a lot for their community, go above and beyond to spread kindness. So, I mean, we've had 114 recipients, and we're almost at 600,000. We expect to exceed 650 this year.
Wow.
So, and we keep in touch with many of the recipients. We follow them through their 4 years. They get a scholarship every year. We keep in touch with them. They let us know what they're doing, and we've gotten to know quite a few of them. So it's nice to see them now teaching.
Talk a little bit, Peggy, about what the day means to you and your family, May 4th, when you're there and you look at everybody who's there to support you. What does that mean to you guys?
Oh, it means the world. I mean, when you lose a child, your biggest fear is people will forget about your child, because it's a very difficult topic for people to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
So for us to see all these people who most didn't know Colleen, you know, but have learned of her, who are at this event because they want to honor Colleen and spread her kindness. And it's a very unusual thing, and it's just amazing. We, like you, when we're up in that gazebo and we look out over the park and you just see all the pink shirts and all the people that are there, and people are bringing their children and teaching their children. So it just means a lot that her legacy goes on, and this helps us so much for the teachers. We have one of Colleen's students from Danvers is now a teacher at Colleen's Elementary School here in Andover. I can't really put into words how much it means to us every year to see the people coming back.
Peggy, just one last thing. So for anybody who's never been to the Step Up for Colleen 5K, just explain what they can expect when they go. I know that there's all kinds of little booths where little shops,
yep.
and there's, you know, snacks for the runners and the walkers. Talk a little bit about what people can expect if they're going for the first time.
Sure. I mean, it's we have over 3,000 people that are there, all wearing their pink. And then at the end of the race on the green in the park, we have our sponsors have tables, and then we have an entertainment tent. This year, similar to last year, we have Todd Angeli singing the national anthem from the Bruins. We have a Disney princess. We've got sports mascots, face painting, and, you know, food and drink, and it's a very family oriented 5K. Mm-hmm. It's really not about the runners; it's about families and the community coming together.
It is a wonderful event. I look forward to it every year. We're going to be there, so I can't wait.
Yeah, I mean, we get asked to do a lot of events, Peggy. This one is at the top of the list. Every year, we look forward to it. It's an inspiring day, and we thank you for letting us be a part of it.
Oh, we love having you guys there. It's great. It just adds to the day.
It does. Well, it's the 12th annual Step Up for Colleen 5K, Sunday, May 4th in Andover. All the details, and to donate if you want to, please do. It's ColleenRitzer.org. We'll link everybody over on our site as well on magic1067.com. Peggy, it's always a pleasure to talk with you, and I can't wait to see you on May 4th.
I know. I'm excited to see you as well. Thank you guys so much.
Thanks, Peggy.
All right. Talk soon.